This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today questioned the recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on bills and said there cannot be a situation where the court directs the President of India. He said the apex court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the super parliament.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner and, if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
The Vice President's remarks came days after the apex court's verdict in which it set a deadline for the President and the governors to give assent to legislations. The Supreme Court today recorded the Union Government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf Boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those categorized as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The court directed the centre to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the Waqf Act 1995. The matter will now be heard on the 5th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a comprehensive review meeting in New Delhi to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. The agency-wise action plan to clean the river was reviewed in the meeting. Mr. Modi advised that the best available technology should be harnessed to gather micro-level real-time data to measure the flows in the drains as well as monitor the functioning of the sewage treatment plants. India is working closely with Belgium for the extradition of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Mehul Choksi was arrested in Belgium following the extradition request made by India. On 26/11 Mumbai attacks, mastermind the Hafu Rana's extradition to India, Mr. Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks whom it continues to shield. BJP today said that the National Herald case in which senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi have been charged by the ED is an open and shut case of corruption and fraud. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader and union minister Hardeep Singh Puri hit out at Congress for its protest following the action by the agency.
A nominal amount of 50 lakh rupiah and they acquired assets for 2,000 crores. This is an open and shut case of fraud, corruption and money laundering. Congress party has used its lawyers to effectively somehow delay, sidetrack, derail the case.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the country is safe because of the sacrifice and dedication of the armed forces. Mr. Shah was addressing a program related to security forces at the Brahmakumari's headquarters in Abu Road of Sirohi district today. The Home Minister said that the security forces dedicate their lives to the security of the country's borders in snowy valleys and hot deserts. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today lauded the Bombay Stock Exchange's technological advancements and its vital role in India's economic development. The Bombay Stock Exchange BSE, Asia's oldest stock exchange, marked a historic milestone as it celebrated its 150th anniversary, and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman was the chief guest at the celebration. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians have won the toss and opted to bowl first against Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.